Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Hey, hello girls.
Hello!
You're back.
We are back.
We are back in business.
Better than ever.
Girls are back.
Lovely to welcome you in the studio because, yeah, formed in 2019, last on Phoenix back in October 19, again in November 2021, mm-hmm. And you're back.
Oh, my gosh, it's been that long.
Yeah, I know, it's amazing, isn't it?
It feels like yesterday.
It does.
And if you want to catch any of the interviews, they're all on our Sunday Lunch Show page blog over at phoenixfm.com. Let's turn those down a little bit there. Right, so let's get to the music. First of all, what have you been up to?
We've got a new song!
Yeah! We got a new song, and it's called Out of My Life.
And we're going to be playing it in a sec. It's been a while, because the last one was Dance With You, wasn't it?
Yes. Yep.
You was promoting that for a while. You have been literally everywhere.
I was literally just about to say, if we haven't been here since October,
we've been a lot of places.
Doing a lot of things, and we've got to catch you up on a lot.
I was looking at every time I go onto like Instagram or Facebook, you're in a different country.
Yeah, sounds about right.
And also, you've also got you do like these little poses with the same or matching outfits, don't you?
Yeah.
I don't know how you do that. There's a lot of fun. And then you do these little individual posts, which is great as well.
Yeah.
All over the place, a little bit of modelling.
Yeah.
We try, you know. Sometimes you get dolled up in the morning and then go back home to bed.
Yeah, I don't do that.
I wouldn't say I'm a model, but
I try to be.
Right, so first of all, let's introduce yourselves one by one and tell everyone what you do.
Let's go this way.
Cool. Hi, guys. I'm Izzy.
Hello, everyone. This is Angel.
Hi, guys. I'm Tiger.
Hi, I'm Chloe.
And I'm Julie.
Hello. Right. Hello. Let's start off with a brand new single. Tell us a little bit about it.
So this song was released 13 days ago. That was it? Yeah, right on the money. It is about when someone is just not giving you the same vibe as you're giving them. And if they're not going to, if they don't want your love, get out of my life.
Oh, yeah, I get it. I listened to it, but I didn't catch on. So that's what it's about. Yeah, get out of my life. No love, get out of my life.
Exactly. Get out of my pub.
Yeah, so
if you don't want my
get out of my pub.
That's the remix coming out soon.
Yeah, a new version.
Should we start off with the actual song? Let's play it. Do you want to introduce it?
So, guys, this is Out of My Life by Calico.
How can you do this to me? I thought you wanted to be with someone special. Like me, make up your mind and just stop messing with me. If you don't want my love, get out of my life. If you don't want my love, get out of my life. You'll never find a love that's better than mine. If you don't want my love, get out of my life.
I know you wanna fix this, but I wish that you would say, instead of going round in circles and then trying to place the blame. And then every time we argue, I would hear it all the time. You say you love me, then you hate me. Boy, you better fix mine.
I could fall to pieces, but I really won't stress. Guess I know you'll never find somebody who can be this understanding and never demanding about your mess. And I really should have listened to my mama knows bestie.
She told me that you'll never be in my lane, and I need to be with someone that can treat me like fame. But I love you the same, you're still my babe. So can you please stop playing games emotionally?
How can you do this to me? I thought you wanted to be with someone special. Like me, make up your mind and just stop messing with me. If you don't want my love, get out of my life. If you don't want my love, get out of my life. You'll never find a love that's better than mine. If you don't want my love, get out of my life.
I'm sick of all your lying. Can I finally hear the truth? So am I the kind of person that you really want to lose? And I'm trying to understand why it's not working like before. Maybe I could be the problem, or maybe I just want this more.
I could fall to pieces, but I really won't stress. Cause I know you'll never find somebody who can be this understanding and never demanding about your mess. And I really should've listened to my calico soldiers. They told me I can do better, I need the soul to my pet. Me, I'm a dead Julieta and I'm done. If you love me the same, and I'm your babe, then can you please stop playing games emotionally? How can you do this to me? I thought you wanted to be with someone special. Like me, make up your mind and just
but I'm working on a thesis. If you had a shred of decency, you'd think of all the kisses that we shed and all the mad rad that we had. Now I'm ironclad, I'm mad sad that we're bad. Make up your mind, I'm not the kind of girl that you want in your life, so you can be someone to me with no negativity. If we're the same and I'm your babe, so can you please stop playing games emotionally?
How can you do this to me? I thought you wanted to be with someone special like me. Make up your mind and just stop messing with me. If you don't want my love, get out of my life. If you don't want my love, get out of my life. You'll never find a love that's better than mine. If you don't want my love, get out of my life. How can you do this to me? I thought you wanted to be with someone special like me. Make up your mind and just stop messing with me. If you don't want my love, get out of my life.
I'm loving the new track. It's so much different to the last one. It's a lot faster, BPM-wise, isn't it? How did you come about that? So talk us through how it was written and how you come across the, you know, what style of beat and how you've moved on and progressed.
So one thing that's really important in Calico is that we just cover a huge range of genres. I mean, you know, I don't know if you remember LMK, that was R&B drill. And then we had Dance of You, which was R&B, soul. And then we had Flow as well, which was had a bit of a reggae influence. And now we're going on to hip-hop.
Yes, it is hip-hop inspired, isn't
there's
it?
There's no real instrumentation. The main focus is on the vocals. It's mainly drum progression throughout the song. And it's going really well. And it, do you know what? People are loving it.
Yeah,
which is so nice.
The response has been fantastic with this track.
It has been really good, yeah. And it's a great track. Talk us through how the lyrics are put together. Did you have a hand in that, or?
We all write. We all co-produce all of our songs. And you know what? Sometimes the writing process isn't that easy. We all like have our own ideas. We bring them to the table and some people are like, I love that idea. And then they're like, I hate that idea. But with our songs, we always, between all of us, we manage to write some bangers. Yeah. And Out of My Life is a banger.
And I know I asked you last time what influences your music, but and you did answer me. And I said something like, what songs do you listen on your iPod? Do you remember that conversation?
Yeah, I remember that.
And do you remember you started laughing?
Because you said iPod. That's why we started laughing.
And my son even mentioned it. He went, iPod?
I haven't heard that word since 2015.
Oh, my goodness!
Here is the iPod.
That is hilarious.
Did you bring that specifically?
I did bring it specifically, and it still works. Yeah, and the song on it, if I can get it on, yeah, look, the song on it is at the moment, I've got, you can't press the screen, can you? It's that
it's
old.
Tiny. It's tiny. iPod Nano.
Yeah, it's like an iPod Nano. I've got on it.
Yes, iTunes.
I got Snow Patrol. That was the latest song at the time. Escapology, Robbie Williams.
Bit of Robbie.
You need to add Out of My Life to your playlist.
Yeah.
iTunes.
Yeah, well, it does like have iTunes. A little scroll. We've got to press the buttons.
Oh my
gosh. Push the button.
It is old. So I thought we'd just talk about some old tech. So, there's not a lot of quiz, but we're just gonna go and see what you know about old tech.
Oh, gosh.
So a CD is round, but what shape is a mini disc? Do you know what a mini disc is?
Oh, isn't
square.
That
it's a rectangle? Square.
It is, yeah, square with a little disc in it. Mm-hmm. Mad. Yeah. Didn't really catch on, but
1 point.
DVD is great, but what would you watch on a laser disc?
A laser disc.
Hmm.
It sounds futuristic. What the hell's a laser disc?
Yeah. Philips made it. Do you know what you watched on it? Films. So there you are. It's the. It was a long time ago. Karaoke came out as well, like a big record. And you put it in and then watched a film.
Wow.
8mm or Super 8 is what? Actually, there was a film come out today called years ago called 8mm. It's a film, yeah.
And you used to film them on one of these.
Oh my God.
Here's one I brought from home.
So your parents may remember these, and you'd have to press a little button, and then you'd film it. No sound, by the way. You'd film everyone, and then you'd send the film off, and months later it'd come back, and you'd just see like little people running around the beach. It's amazing technology, how much is progressing. My dad bought me that years ago. That's how old I am. It's amazing how technology is. We just pick our phones up now, and we don't realise it, do we?
I know, for sure.
If I need to make a cassette for my Walkman, I need to put music on it, I'll be doing what?
If you need to what, sorry?
If I want to put some tracks onto my cassette, I'll be doing what? For my Walkman. Or my car, possibly. Did you ever make a soundtrack?
I remember having cassettes. But I didn't know how
tapes.
Yes. One of these.
Tapes.
This is a tape, and we used to make. We used to do our own soundtracks. We didn't have Spotify. We had to put them on ourselves and make the tracks.
Oh, like a mixtape.
Yeah, like a mix. That's it. Mixtape is the answer. Mixtape.
If someone made me a mixtape, I'd be really happy.
I'd cry.
I don't want a Spotify playlist.
A boy did make me a Spotify playlist one day. So which is like the modern day mixtape, right?
Yeah.
Yes, that's what we got to use, yeah. And before that we had 8-track, which was really, really old. Back in the 60s, something, a big, massive, great big track. You put it into your car and it kind of played like 2 songs and then ran out. If I was talking 45, 12-inch at 33 RPM, I would be referring to what?
A record?
Yes. Vinyl. Have any of you got any records?
Yeah, I have a vinyl player.
I've got records, yeah.
I have a player in my bedroom.
Do you? Do you you can still buy them, can't you?
Yeah, but I have this thing that I only want to buy vinyls of music that was made for vinyl.
Yeah.
Mm. I try and keep it that way. So yes. It's a lot of jazz.
Oldish stuff.
But I have the whole greatest hits of Queen, the whole collection. Yeah, I love it.
If I said Ericsson, what would that be associated with? Yes. Phone.
Oh, I got something.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I'm still on Neil Poit.
Yeah, I mean, we used to change the covers on them as well. That was brilliant. You could get different colours, and it was at the time, it was what? You could take the front cover off your phone and change it for a different colour. What about, I'm busy because I'm on my BlackBerry. I'll be doing what?
BBMing.
Yes.
Now we're getting to my time.
Listen, now we're back to Izzy's time, so I think I might get a few points.
And
now.
Finally, the iPod, of course, for the music.
Do you know what I do miss with phones, though? You know how we have to carry a portable charger now? Remember when you could just have multiple phone batteries and you could take the back?
Yes.
Off phone?
Like this.
And then you drop.
Oh my god!
No.
Is that real?
This is my Apple phone.
No. No.
Well, I stuck it on. It's a Motorola 8500X. This is what all the kind. Do you remember Dell? Dell used to have one of these, and they all in the olden day. All right, mate, how's it going?
That is so funny.
You'd
that
probably last about you put a brand new battery on, make half a phone call, and it just run out of charge.
Oh my goodness.
Analog days.
We've come a long way.
Wow. Yeah, we have. And it's very heavy as well. I mean, you can't even put it in your pocket, can you? You go to the pub, you put it.
Pocket.
It's really mad. When you used to go to the pub, you see all these on the bar, and they used to have these big leather covers, and there'd be loads of them. It's really, really mad.
Crazy.
Yeah, we've come a long way. So I am a little bit old tech, aren't I?
Yeah.
Still got me iPod. The missus said to me before she went, she goes, "Don't lose that, they're worth a lot of money." I said, "Are they?" And I didn't even know it's still turned on. There you go.
There you go.
It's also got, I didn't realise, it's also got, I keep trying to scroll the screen, you can't do that. It's still got Spanish lessons on it, which I look.
You've got that for free here with Jules.
I only got hola, that's it. Hola, I got. Do any of you speak different language?
Yeah.
You speak Spanish?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, she understood hola straight away. ¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien, ¿y tú?
But what's the other one? You're welcome.
Tony, answer the question.
Mi amo Tony.
Yay!
Yeah,
good.
Right, let's get back to the music. What about gigs? How are you getting on with gigs at the moment?
Well, right now our next move on that sense is trying to get a school store.
Yeah.
So, if anyone's listening and you want us to come to your school, just.
That's really cool, isn't it, doing the schools?
Yeah.
Because it hasn't been done in a long time, right?
Yeah, it's a very old school tactic. And since our audience that we're really pushing for are the kids, so we're let's go directly for them, get straight into the schools.
And so when you do your travelling, what are you doing with the travelling? Are you just, because you've literally been everywhere, haven't you? Every time I look, you're in a different country and you've got the... all the posts look, so cool. What are you doing on those? Is it just for fun or are you promoting things?
Every time we travel, it's usually for a gig.
Right.
So we got back from LA in March. So we went to LA for a gig. It was a showcase gig, actually. And it was an incredible opportunity that came our way. And we got to go to LA for a whole week. It was a 3-day networking conference. And we learned so much and we met some amazing people, and now we're getting to work with Grammy Award winners and all of these crazy, crazy, wonderful people that we could never have dreamed of working with. So, yeah, it's been really, really exciting.
And that's brilliant as well. And you've also done a video as well, because I noticed you've got a video online. I've got a link to it somewhere, but it's on the new tracks on YouTube, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Tell us a bit about that.
So,
I like the way they just go, right, you're answering this question.
Yeah.
On the spot. Oh, okay, I'll answer.
It's because I've got no answers in your quiz, so I think I'm going to have to speak at some point. So the video is on YouTube. The coolest thing about there's so many cool things about the video, but yeah. We've got some amazing women in our video, and they've all got Calico t-shirts on, bopping around. So that was so cool. I don't want to give too much away, but there's a graffiti wall in it, which is also, you know what? Check it out and then you'll see how cool it is. But it's a really, really, really cool video. It's so fun.
I'll read out the link in a sec, but we're going to put a track on. We're going to put your last track on, actually, which was...
Dance With You.
Dance With You. Dance With You. Here we go. A little bit of dancing in the studio. With You. It is a great track, that as well, wasn't it?
Oh, thank you, Tony.
It's sad because you only done that. It was last year because you was on the show, say November last year. It's gone like that, hasn't it?
I know.
And that we was talking off air. That was the video with the truck, with the Jeep, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
And you was all in your combat gear. Is that the one?
We filmed that in an airfield near here, actually, in Braintree.
Yeah. And you do like those combat stuff because I see quite a lot of the posts, the old combats like that.
Because we're strong girls, okay? We're strong and we're representing women. Our soldiers.
Women.
We're strong women.
And you got all the dog tags. What's on the dog tags? Is that your names?
Yeah. So they say.
Great question.
Mine says my surname, and then Chloe, and then Calico.
Calico.
All right.
Well, they all say,
just
you,
in case I
oh, you got two. You got each one. You got two on each chain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you
yeah,
at home may be able to get one.
Yeah.
Very soon.
Oh.
So you can take one off and give it to your friend, and then.
And you'll be together forever.
You got a spare one. So talking about you can online. You what is your? Because you can go onto Facebook. You got your own sites, haven't you? Do you know what they are off the top of your head?
Miss Julie?
What?
I know, they do they do drop you in it, Julie. It's like, can you answer this one?
I came back from Spain on Friday and my brain is still not
she's still
English
in Spanish
right now.
So she's in Spanish mode.
Still
so
in sunny old Spain.
You need to get your iPod Nano out and get those Spanish lessons.
Miss Julie, if people want to find us, where can they find us at?
Oh, they can find us on every social media platform as Calico Music, spelled C-A-L. C-A-L-Y-C-O.
That's Twitter as well. That's on Twitter. Calico Music.
Sorry, guys. My brain is not working right now.
That's the same for Facebook as well. And then once you go on there, you can find the links to the videos, which are all mostly on YouTube. I can't read them out because they're really long. But if you go over to the sites...
So that's C-A-L-Y-C-O.
Yes, Calico Music as well, if you're going on Twitter or Facebook. If you had to go on to a desert island, stranded there with one person, but it couldn't be a parent, who would it be?
Definitely none of these girls.
I was
going to say Tiger.
If I could go with someone,
I would take Tiger's cat because he gives very good cuddles.
Oh, please!
Oh yeah, I didn't agree to this.
I mean, it's a really big island, so you'd be all right. If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
I want to fly.
Yeah, I'd like to fly.
You know what? I'd love to do fly. Because we always have to travel everywhere, right? I'd love for us all to just, if we need to go somewhere, just all sit together and go like. Think about it. Click.
Instant transmission.
Oh yeah, teletransportation.
We had this conversation.
Transportation.
Yeah, yes. Me and Tiger had this conversation about.
So
yeah.
Izzy,
we're walking down the street. Izzy goes, "What would your superpower be?" She said, "That would be hers."
Yeah.
I said, "Mine would be to read animals' minds and like be able to have conversations with them."
Like, that would be like Dr. Dolittle.
Which would be cool, but also
Izzy was like, "But what are you going to do with that?"
Yeah, what are you going to do with it? Like for me, I understand you want to talk to your cat. We understand that. But
yeah, the cat's just like. No, all the cat says is give me some food.
Island.
I'm hungry.
No, he's taking it to the desert island, so you can't. But yeah, click my fingers and be somewhere.
You know when a cat wakes you up, he smacks you around the head, doesn't he? He goes, that's all he's saying is, wake up, food.
Yeah.
That's all you do is be like a cat nagging at you, whereas a dog would just go, oh, no, I want to sleep. Let me sleep. Or I want to go out. That's it. Yeah, I don't think it'd be a lot of help. What else is super? But I like to be invisible. That would be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that'd be handy.
You see, being invisible just seems too sneaky for me. Like, why do you want to be invisible?
Well, you could get into all the clubs, couldn't you?
It's sneaky.
Yeah. I feel invisible already. So, what else is there? Jules, what would you do?
I don't know. There are too many options.
There are so many options.
Yes, actually, teletransportation. Like, that would be amazing because if you just want to go somewhere you just
efficiency is exactly. The main my thought process for that
one. Transportation and then you're there. That'd
yeah
be good.
Imagine
be good,
I fancy going to Australia
and you're
there I am
there.
Kangaroo, do you know what I mean?
What do you like doing in your spare time I know you're really really busy at the moment, so I know you're traveling around, obviously you're not clicking fingers, you've got to get your plane and yeah. But that's obviously stressful, so what do you do, what's your downtime, what do you like to do when you're not making music and you're not traveling, you're not doing your photo shoots, you're not on Instagram?
To be honest, we actually just spend it with each other. Yeah. Like, we'll finish a day in the studio and whatever and we'll be like, what are you guys doing now, do you want to go and get some food?
For real.
Yeah, it must be really weird spending. You spend nearly a lot of time together, don't you?
Yeah, we spend pretty much all our time.
Yeah, it's actually weird when we don't spend time together.
When we're really not weird. When we're not together, the group chat is booming. We're like, yeah. I want to see you guys. I miss you guys so much.
Or like, we update each other on the most random things, like. Just ate dinner and I'm thinking they don't care that I just ate dinner because I'm not eating dinner with them. It feels weird. I need to tell them about it.
So you suppose when you spend that much time together, you kind of know what the other one's thinking. You know what their habits are.
Yeah, pretty much.
Who has bad habits? Who has bad habits?
Bad habits.
We all have bad habits.
Who doesn't put their cup in the sink and he go, oh no, that's Tiger. She's done that again.
Oh, Tiger. How could you know? You're probably part of the group.
Yeah. He was invisible. His superpower was.
Yeah, that's my superpower. I forgot to tell you about that superpower. We're going to get another track on. This is one of your older tracks. It's a great, great track. It's called Flow. Tell us a little bit about it before I put it on.
So Flow originated as a vocal warm-up exercise. It's a mix of pop, reggae and R&B. And we all sing in unison throughout the whole thing. And it's basically a focus on harmonies. And it's got a very nice summery feel to it. Perfect for today. So this is Flow, guys. I hope you enjoy.
Tell me your name. Give me a number. Tell me you never wanna be with any other. Tell me your lies, tell me your secrets. Give me your trust and I'll show you that I can keep it. I wanna be someone you need. Whenever you feel like talking to me, I will always be there. Can we get close? Never say never. I wanna be the one that gets to know you better. I know that you wanna tell me everything you know. Sadness. Tell me the things that anger you, make you the maddest. Give me a smile, give me a sweetness. Show me the ways that we can make the perfect pieces. I'll be a prize, stand by your side. Look into my eyes and promise you'll always be there. I'll be a friend, I'll be a lady. I wanna be the one who gets to drive you crazy. I know that you wanna tell me everything you know.
I mean, the three songs you got at the moment, it's so different, aren't they? That's really mellow. You got Dance With You, it's a little bit more up-tempo summery, and then you got the kind of hip-hop style. So what will be next?
Oh, you never know with us, innit?
It's a good question. But as Julie said earlier, right now everything we do is just school skirt.
It's good in a way that it's not predictable.
Give me some couscous.
There's maybe an album.
Yeah, and, I think that'll be a long EP. That'll be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and we're just going to see where the world takes us right now.
Yeah, and if you want to figure it out,
we're most likely going to sing it at your school. So DM us, Calico
DM us.
Music.
DM yeah. us, we're going to come to your school. If we get a message, we're going to pop it into the tour schedule. Yeah. So that is our main focus right now, is a radio tour and a schools tour. So that's what we are going to be doing come the next few months.
We're
going to
be doing that. Yeah.
So the rest of this year and looking on to 2023 is the touring on the schools, which yeah. is going to be good. Is that the, what age group of schools is that? Or any age group?
All schools and colleges.
That'd be good. So that's going to be fun. Is that going to be performing live as well, or are you going to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really exciting. And talking
be able
about
to meet some of you guys, get some pictures, all that kind of
probably
stuff.
Probably have Q&As and stuff. You want to ask us questions? Come with questions.
Do what's the most common question people ask you? I know you do a lot of radio. So what's the one that people normally go for when they're asking you a question?
How did we get together?
Yeah.
I think the most common question is, how can I join?
Can I be the
And the answer person? Is, you can join.
Yeah, I mean, it's an old girl group. So would you have a male member? Would you have a fella in it? Or is it... No.
Well, unfortunately
silence.
There's no more space in Tigers.
I'm just saying, because I'm looking for a career change,
Well, do you know what? I've got a cat who's a male, and I think he's first in line to join the group.
There's loads of collabs going on at the moment with different rappers. You've got you've got so many different records in the charts. If it's something you look at doing, bringing someone in, would you work with someone who could join the group just for the one off?
Of course, we would love a feature. We can't wait till we start having features on our songs. Mm-hmm.
Features are good, aren't they? Especially if you can work with different artists to give it a little bit of a boost. So perhaps that's something to go forward. I mean, with your group, it's always a bit of a surprise, isn't it, what's coming out next, which is great.
To be fair, yeah.
It's great when you're not...
We're gonna keep it that way.
Because some groups have their music is not predictable, but it's it doesn't veer off much. But yours does, doesn't it? You're going from like melodic tracks, melodies, and you've got like dance tracks, and then you've got your more summery vibe. So who knows where we're going to go next? The hip-hop one was brilliant, isn't it?
Like a box of chocolates.
Travel wise, where are you off to next? Have you got any more trips planned?
Not right now.
I don't think so, but the thing is with us is that like anything could come up. I think before we went to LA, we didn't know we were going to LA until literally about 10 days before we were going to LA.
Yeah. Our manager's like, yeah, pack your bags, we're going to LA. We're like, all right, okay, cheers.
LA looked brilliant, didn't it? Yeah, I see the photos, it was really, really good.
Oh, it was amazing. That
so
was
time
today ever. We're in Essex. Next week we might be in Australia.
Is that the one? Is that the one where you got all the baseball jackets as well, the matching
yes.
ones?
Yes.
I mean, how'd you get hold of those so quick? Did you take them with you, or did you buy them when you was out there?
We took them with us, and conveniently we wore them when we went on the culture tour. When we were at the
we wore them to the culture tour with New Edition, Charlie Wilson,
yes.
and Jodeci, and. We got to meet Mr. Dalvin from Jodeci at that concert, which was super, super cool. Because Jodeci are a huge influence for us,
yeah,
right, girls?
Yeah.
Like, the R&B, like, all our foundations of our music comes from R&B. So we really look up to... Like,
yeah, I see that. Because you posted that on the
yeah.
balcony of the arena, didn't you?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come up on my timeline. I was like, oh, so gel. Look at that.
You were like, double tap that, so gel. Yeah. Love it.
God, they're everywhere. That's good. And you use your social media well, because I know you do a lot of tweeting, a lot on Instagram. My son's on TikTok, and he keeps saying, Dad, go on TikTok. You've got to join TikTok. And I haven't yet, because... Well, basically, because I'm rubbish at it. But is that, have you
still
joined?
Still stuck on the iPod.
Yeah, still stuck.
Yeah, still listening to Snow Patrol on the
iPod. I'm still on MySpace.
And
if you don't look,
yeah, exactly.
Really old. Do you do any TikToking?
We do everything.
Yeah.
We literally do everything.
We're on everything. You can find us everywhere.
You are. So, just to recap, if you want to find out a little bit more about Calico Music, just head over to... Like, Facebook is probably the best one, because from Facebook you can kind of travel to all the sites, can't you?
Yeah,
all
you
of our links,
find
are
the links on
yeah.
Facebook.
Yeah, and then you can...
What's important for us is that we can reach everyone, because our main audience is families. We want to make music that, your grandma can listen to and the babies can listen to.
Yeah.
So, for like, we post on all social media so that we can reach everyone. So, Facebook is probably better with maybe like the mums and the families. Mm. Instagram's better for people along our age, and then TikTok is great for like the younger kids as well. So we, the response that we get on social media is insane. But yeah, we're literally on every social media, so check us out. You'll be able to find us even on Triller.
Oh,
yeah,
Triller.
Tweet, tweet
from Triller as well. Shout them out.
Yeah, it's nice and easy when you go beep beep. It's done, isn't it? Just really short and sweet on Twitter.
Yeah.
I like Triller.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hopefully we'll see you soon with your next track. I'll be following you as always. on all the socials. If you want to catch up with any of the tracks or you want to catch up on the interview, this will be online probably from tomorrow over at phoenixfm.com. You can just check it out on the Sunday Lunch Show or just click on me, my face on the site, Tony Smith, and you'll get a list to all the interviews here at Sunday Lunch. Thanks, girls, for coming down. Did you hit a lot of traffic? What's it like out there? Has it been busy?
It was worth it.
Yeah. All worth it for you, Tony.
It was a trip.
It was worth it to come and see the iPod, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And the Motorola.
Oh, and the retro goodies. Well, and the thing is with those, I didn't actually go out and get them. They're all things I have. They're all things I used up till last Saturday.
Until this morning, yeah.
On the iPod, yeah. I'll put that calico on the iPod, you know what I mean? But I'm still trying to scroll the screen, aren't I, when you actually had to use the little clicker thing. Yeah. I'm so 90s, as my son said. Dad, you're so 90s.
Well, we love the 90s in this band, yeah. So you're perfect.
Yeah, it's all coming back, isn't it? Apart from my hair. Right.
Girls, mine too.
Thanks for joining us. I am going to play some ads, then we're coming back with a bit of Jonas Blue Eye Maria.